From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and good afternoon. Well, it's a lovely, warm summer day in California as we greet another bride and groom wedding party here at the beautiful Chapman Park Hotel on Broadwater Boulevard. The true love story that will unfold before us very shortly started in San Diego, California, where our pretty young bride answered an advertisement for a position with a firm in which her future groom was employed. Although she might have expected to get the job, she certainly did not expect to get a husband out of it, but actually she got both. And incidentally, this young couple was chosen as the most typical young American couple by officials of the San Diego County Fair from that area and sent here, so I think you can see that they'll have a grand story and be wonderful youngsters. But we'll hear this from them, the story of their romance, just before they go out through the garden here to the old chapel where the clergyman waits. Right now, Jack McElroy.
Every day, more and more people are learning the truth about dandruff, are discovering that to get real relief from the most common kind of dandruff, they must destroy the germ called Pityrosporum ovale, which many outstanding authorities say is its cause. You see, merely washing or brushing away loose dandruff has no effect whatsoever on this germ. But one thing that does work is double dandrine. For double dandrine gets at the cause and destroys it, actually kills this germ on contact. Even in severe cases, results with double dandrine have been amazing. And the reason for double dandrine's astonishing effectiveness is this. It contains a special ingredient, an active antiseptic so remarkably efficient, many hospitals use it. In double dandrine, we call it Alzan. So stop trying to combat this dandruff with ineffective methods that actually are no better than plain water. They can't compare with double dandrine. For double dandrine destroys the cause. Now, remember, if you're not completely satisfied, return the empty bottle and you'll get your money back. Get double dandrine today. Here come the bride and the groom. So off they go to Buffalo, or maybe Maine or Kokomo. Here comes the bride, she didn't even say maybe. Here comes the bride, she said yes.
Oh, my, another attractive young bride and very handsome young fellow. Got a little nervous. I'd like to introduce our bride and groom to you. Our bride is Miss Barbara Shoup, I believe, is that right?
Shoup,
you pronounce
it.
Hello
there.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Edward Dodaro.
Robert Edward Dodaro, Jr.
Yeah.
A lot of names. Tell me, if you will, are you a little bit nervous or something?
Oh, a little bit.
Expected to be. You've been planning it how long?
Since last October.
Looking forward to
mm-hmm.
it. Great. Well, suppose you tell us about you, Barbara. Let's get acquainted.
Well, my name is Barbara Shoup.
Yes.
I'm 19. I was born in National City, and I live in San Diego now. Went to school in San Diego. And live at home with just my mother and dad.
You're an only child?
Yes, I am. Afraid so.
I shouldn't be afraid. I think a groom should, maybe.
Is she spoiled, would you say?
A little bit.
Do you have any plans to change that, to correct it, to get her a little spoiled?
Change it to my way.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, no, I've been married 5 years. Oh, we're only teasing, Bob. We know you'll be very happy. Tell us about you.
I'm 22, and I was born in San Diego, and I live in National City, and I, went to San Diego and went to high school in National City and then finished high school and had vocational in San Diego.
I see. And your occupation?
I'm a radio technician.
Good. And by the way, how many in your family?
Seven altogether. 3 brothers and 1 sister, and mother and father, myself.
Mm-hmm. That makes 7. That adds up. Well, I'm always surprised when we come out even on these. Where are you a radio technician, Bob?
Dobler Brothers in San
Diego. What is it?
Dobler Brothers in San Diego.
Well, your boss is listening?
Well, he probably is.
Let's give him a good, you know, a little push, and maybe they'll get a raise for you.
Dobler Brothers in San Diego.
What is the address, Bob?
2146 Logan Avenue.
And the phone number?
Franklin 95168.
And if anyone has any radio work they want done, get a hold of Robert
Edmund?
Edward Dodaro.
Edward. Dodaro. Robert Edward Dodaro, Jr.
Yeah.
Now, if that boss isn't a tightwad, he'll sure pick you up.
He's got a...
He's on the spot.
He's got a Burlingame store, too.
A Burlingame store?
Yeah.
Well, we've heard in Burlingame, so same thing goes. Well, enough advertising for the moment, or our sponsors will wonder who's playing for their program. But we wanted, of course, hear your love story as much as you care to tell us just before you go out and sort of say your wedding vows out in the chapel. So who's going to start off?
Oh, that hurt.
You have the honor. So
well, thank you.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, it was very interesting. I went to...
Oh, I'm sure it was. And it's still going to be more interesting. So how long ago did this all happen?
It was last July.
I see.
And just a year ago. I went into Dober Brothers. I was going in to apply for a job there. And a very cute-looking boy was coming out at the same time. It was a terrible crash. And
we bumped into each
other? Yes, head on. Collision. And well, we both backed off and said, pardon me, went on our way. But it sort of made an impression on both of us. And
yes, a horrible crash like that probably. Certainly was. Yes?
So. And, well, I guess Bob or Ed, I call him Ed, persuaded the boss to hire me from the among the others.
Is that right? You got the job?
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
yes.
You
did a little bit of talking to help her out.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know her, though.
You what?
I didn't know her, though.
But you knew that if she got the job, you could get acquainted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to do the boss a favor. So you got the job right away.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you went to work there. What department did you work in?
In the record department. And, well, once in a while I went to the radio department because he was in there. It was much more interesting in there.
Well, what is your department again?
Radio department.
Repairs and so on.
Yes.
And you had some problems with repairs that you
had
done
to
there.
Go ask him a few questions.
Mm-hmm. Did you have much business in the record department?
Once in a while I had to get scotch tape, you know, hold things together.
There goes that rage. Well, we'll find out how you two did carry on. Well, anyway, so you worked there. How long was it before Ed, as you call him? May I call you Ed?
That's right.
I'll call you Ed, rather than Bob. How long before Ed got around to asking you for a date, since that's what he had in mind in the first place?
It was just a week later, and
Did you get the date?
No.
Well, the reason was that I said yes, and we were all set to go. And my parents were on a vacation in L.A., and I remembered I had to go home and water the lawn of all the horrible things, so I couldn't go.
Feed the cat.
Yeah, feed the cat. But he wouldn't, I don't think he'd believe me. I think about a week ago I convinced him that was the truth. I think he thought I had a date with someone else.
Did you think that, Ed?
No.
Honest?
Honest.
Well, we settled that problem. That'll never come up again.
Yeah,
so anyway, did he ask you again?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. He asked me the next Saturday, and I already had a date, so we couldn't go out then.
Well, you sure had trouble getting started, didn't you?
Well, and then the next week he asked, and he said, now, are you sure you can go? You can't think of anything you have to do. I said, no. So we shook hands on it, so it was a date.
It was a date.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you go?
Well, we went to downtown and ate and went to a show, and it was... Oh, a comedy show, and we sat there and laughed, and we discovered we both... Yeah, Bob Hope.
Monsieur Bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Hope.
That's a Paramount picture, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a good one. But anyway, I just wonder, I'm amazed at you two remembering a picture for a whole year, particularly when you were sitting so close together.
Uh-huh. But we discovered...
Did you hold hands in the movie?
No. He put his arm around the back of the seat, but that was all.
Looked a little disappointed about it.
No, it was all right.
So then you had something to eat and went home.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask her for another date soon, Ed?
Well, yes, but the next week. I asked her to go out, and we went ice skating.
Mm-hmm. Well, then your third date was another week apart?
Yes.
Only one date a week?
Yes.
Well, it got going, so we had 2 dates a week.
How soon did it start going at 2 dates a week?
Third week, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then when did it get even more steady?
When we were going Wednesday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, too. We had to go out 3 times a week. But we couldn't go anymore because we had to work, and the boss didn't like us. We had bags under our eyes every day.
You know, we're learning more about the boss down there, Dober Brothers, than about anybody else. But anyway, so when did you start going steady?
In September. It was 18th of September.
About 3 or 4
mm-hmm.
months.
That's right.
Tell me, if you will, please, on which date. This is very indicative. I mean, because youngsters that are so attractive in the beginning, that he turns his business upside down to get near you. On which date did Ed first try to kiss you?
Well, it was in September, too. I mean,
he didn't try to kiss you from July to September.
That's right. I guess I would have let him before, but I think he wanted to make up his mind. It meant something to him, and I liked it better that way.
Sure. Because but you would have liked it sooner.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't blush. Don't you be bashful at all. I think that's very sweet.
Well,
that's very cute.
I mean, I really liked
him. Sure, you liked him, but you knew that he was being very
sincere
about
it.
How long had you gone with her before you decided you'd fallen in love, Ed?
Oh, the next month.
You mean
October.
You kissed her, let's see, July you meet her. August you start going steady. September you kiss her.
No, you got twisted, huh?
How is it again? July you met the girl. August you started going steady.
September
going steady.
We kissed about a week before we started.
Kissed you a week before, and then in October you fell in love.
That's right.
That's the natural sequence of events. How could you tell you'd fallen in love? I mean, what were the symptoms? What did it feel like inside you?
Oh,
that's a pretty good description. How about you, honey? How long had you gone with him when you decided you were falling in love?
I guess about the same
about
time.
About the same time?
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little sooner?
It might have been, yes.
Just a little bit sooner. Uh-huh. How did it feel to you?
Well, we just enjoyed being together all the time, and we never quarreled, and we just liked everything
you
the
never
same.
Had any quarrels?
We never have. No.
I hope you never do.
I hope we never do either. We see each other every day, and we haven't so far. But
sure, well,
good.
I think you'd be able to do that and make you great very well. What are your plans? You're going to live in San Diego?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to build your own home there?
We hope eventually. Yeah. Save some money first.
Settle down and maybe go into business yourself.
Oh, maybe so. Think about it.
You won't go into competition with your present boss, will you?
No.
That isn't to give you that raise.
That's right.
Okay. Well, how long had you gone together when Ed proposed to you, Barbara?
It was in October, the 21st of October.
And where were you and what were you doing?
Well, he used to go on calls and pick up some delivers in the truck. And we would write each other notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd wait for him after work if he was late. And he wrote me a particularly thick note one day. And
what do you mean, thick?
Well, it was about 5 pages.
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
But anyhow, and he handed it to me, and then he walked off, and I opened it up, and inside was a picture of the three paths, a path that we had followed before we came to work together, and then two paths, separate paths we could follow through life, or the one path we could go on together through life. And he just asked me which path I'd like to follow. It was all written out.
Well, no, you didn't have nerve enough to ask it directly, did you?
No.
It's easier. So what did you do?
Well, he came back in a few minutes, and I was thinking it over, and he asked me what I thought, and I said I'd like to take the path together. So from then on, we were engaged, but no one knew it but us.
Mm-hmm.
A secret.
Mm-hmm. When did you let anybody find out about it?
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh! Well, we better get you two started down that path together. You can start right now. We have for the bride her beautiful bouquet designed to match that lovely gown by Mr. John Patrick Worth, our famous floral artist of Beverly Hills. It's a cascade arrangement of white carnations, white asters, and maidenhair fern, tied with white satin streamers, and the removable corsage is made of three large misty gardenias. Maid of Honor's bouquet is an arm bouquet made entirely of sweetheart roses tied with sharpest ribbon. Very beautiful, like all of Mr. Worth. You are?
Beverly Billings.
Related to them?
No, I'm not.
Miss
it's a friend.
Miss. Mm-hmm. Have any friends of your own?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And you, sir?
John Trigoga of San Diego.
And your relationship?
None. Just a friend.
You have any? Are you married?
No.
Any friends?
Yes, sir.
No. You two friends?
No.
Well, it could be. All we have for the best man, the bride's wedding ring. As you folks see here, it's a beautiful diamond band, exquisitely tiny, beautifully designed. Selected from Brock and Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, one of the truly outstanding firms in jewelry. Very beautiful indeed. And selected by a bride, and it'll be very beautiful. Yes, do you have on something old?
Mm-hmm.
And you?
Yes.
Borrowed?
Yes.
And blue?
I think so. Yes.
Always prepared for me. Any of your shoes?
Yes, uh-huh.
You do have got everything in.
Uh-huh.
And the name of your love song?
It's Now and Forever.
Now and Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it'll be, because you're starting down that path that he asked you about right now. And as you do, I'll go down the path, leads to the altar. From its beautiful grounds of the Chapman Park Hotel, Jack McElroy sings their love song.
Now and forever is the love we share. Now and forever, here and everywhere. Forever through eternity. liberty. Through all the long years of tears and laughter, forever after, love will remain. How did it happen that we chanced to kiss? It seems that heaven had arranged for this. So it was fated, two hearts unmated, now and forever.
Thank you, Jack.
That was Jack McElroy singing and Gaylord Carter playing, as they do very nicely. Well, since this young couple were selected from in competition with all the other young couples in San Diego County, as the most typical young American couple in San Diego County, I think they did a grand job of selecting, don't you?
You betcha.
Well, I want to introduce you here briefly and hear a little bit about the fair. Mr. Don Diego of San Diego, of the San Diego County Fair. Don, it's grand to have you here.
Good to be here, John.
Tell me a little bit about the fair, if you will, please.
Well, John, the fair opened last Thursday and it closes July the 6th. There's so many beautiful exhibits there, I don't know where to start. It would take me an hour. However, I do want to mention our very beautiful flower show and our own giant musical, Fiestacade, which stars Leo Carrillo and features songs of old Spain and Mexico.
Good, fine.
It's really a wonderful fair. Everyone should see it.
Well, I'm sure they all will who are down in that direction. Maybe some even drive down from here.
I hope so.
How many more days does it run?
Till July the 6th.
Mm-hmm. I wish that you'd convey to all the people at the fair our thanks of bride and groom, Don, for selecting this wonderful young couple and for all of the work and scouting around to get the very best, most typical young American couple from that county.
Indeed I will, John. I'll do that today.
Thank you very much, Don Diego. And right now, let's listen to our own Jack McElroy.
If you seek business or social success, remember that mouth acids are constantly at work trying to spoil your appearance. These acids are present in everyone's mouth, and many leading dentists explain that they're a major cause of tooth decay. Now, you can't combat mouth acids with top efficiency by using a toothpaste that simply cleans teeth and sweetens breath. Any toothpaste will do those jobs. But one toothpaste that does more is Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste. Yes, Philips toothpaste also does the vital job of combating mouth acids on contact, and thus helps guard against decay of your teeth. And it does this because it's made from one of the most effective neutralizers of mouth acids ever discovered. An acid neutralizer whose remarkable efficiency is recognized by dentists everywhere. In addition, Philips toothpaste brightens your teeth beautifully, and its cool, minty flavor wakes up your mouth, leaves your breath cleaner, fresher, sweeter. So for everything that any toothpaste can give you, plus the protective advantage that Philips provides against mouth acids, get Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste. Today, ask for PHILLIPS, Philips toothpaste.
That's a joke. Thank you, Jack McElroy. Now for the very important job of describing our bride's outfit. We're very pleased to have a very charming young lady, a starlet from Paramount Studios, a young lady named Margaret Field. Will you come up here, Miss Fields? This young lady, like almost all professional people, knows a great deal about fashions, and so we'll just have you describe it real quick.
Well, she had on a beautifully simple white nylon satin gown with, I'd say, modified dolman sleeves that were very tight at the wrist and were a little point over her hand. And it had what I'd call a keyhole neckline and a very tight bodice coming out to a hoop skirt. It was very lovely.
How about the veil?
Well, she had on a Juliet cap made of Chantilly lace with a fingertip veil. And she had a lovely ring. Beautiful.
Oh, the one we...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And the bridesmaid, was it the maid of honor?
Bridesmaid.
Had on a chartreuse dress.
The maid of honor, I beg your pardon, sir.
Maid of honor.
Yes.
She had on a chartreuse dress with fuchsia gloves and a fuchsia hat.
Mm-hmm. Very nice stuff. You know, most of our describers, even people who've had, all sorts of experience, use little notes. And you didn't even have a note on it. You kept it on your mind.
Well, I had notes, but I memorized them.
Oh! Were you nervous about the
trial? Yes, I am.
You've been in pictures for quite a little while, haven't you?
Well, about a year.
What was the last picture you made?
Dear Ruth, with Joan Caulfield and Bill Houghton.
Oh, I've seen it. It's an absolutely grand comedy.
Yes, it's
cute. I think everybody can enjoy a picture like that.
I think you can, too.
We like to see bright and gay things like that. Are you married?
Yes, I've been married for about 5 years.
Do you have any offspring at home?
Yes, I have two, a little boy and a little girl.
Oh, wonderful. How old are they?
Well, Ricky is 3. And
that's the boy.
That's the boy, and Sally is 7 months.
Do they get harder to raise as they get older or easier?
Well, they go through stages of being hard and then easy, and then they're hard again and then they're easy again.
Gee, we're going to have to get together right after this program, and you can tell me about the next 2 years I have.
All right, I'll
multiply it by two. Thanks so much, Miss Fields, for that very fine job of describing our bride's outfit. You know, that is an important job. Until we get television, you can't picture the bride. It said the bride, I forgot to say, was about 5 feet, 4 and a half, I think. And she had soft brown hair and blue eyes. And the groom, I think, is about 5'7½ or 8, and about the same. Oh, incidentally, Mr. and Mrs. Dick Fortune, you know the couple that we sent around the world via Pan American Airways in the first round-the-world flight, honeymoon flight in history? well, they're really seeing things. They're traveling on the Pan American Clipper America, and they're certainly seeing the sights. As you can imagine, they've flown over many of the major cities of Europe, Paris, Marseille, Rome, Naples, Athens. They've landed at Istanbul, Turkey, where they had a real oriental breakfast. And here's a telegram from them. I think you get a kick. It says, we have arrived in Karachi, India. What a colorful spot this is. We even bought a harem outfit, and boy, do I look good in it. Now, see who signed it. Actually, Chris is bringing... Oh, signed Dick. Actually, Chris is bringing the outfit home for Yvonne DiCarlo, for her Technicolor production Slave Girl, and it's signed... Mr. and Mrs. Fortune. I just wondered. But they're really having fun, and we're so glad they are. Right now, I want to pay tribute to some folks here today celebrating anniversaries with us. First of all, Mr. and Mrs. Walter Robins of Los Angeles, California, who are celebrating a golden wedding anniversary. Mr. and Mrs. A.E. Torson of Hollywood, California, 51 years married today. Mr. and Mrs. Fred L. Topley of Monrovia, California, 54th anniversary today. Mr. and Mrs. John S. McCrae of Larwell, Indiana, 55 years married today, their anniversary. But our most honored couple today for the greatest achievement, I mean the happiest and longest anniversary celebrated today, is Mr. and Mrs. Kessler. I don't know where they're from. Where are they from? Mrs. Kessler, Mr. and Mrs. Kessler, where's your home? You from Los Angeles? Do you live in Los Angeles? Fine. Well, you're from Pasadena. We just want your friends to know you're celebrating with us here. We have for you two gifts in gold, two very beautiful, very thin 17-jewel Gruen Precision watches, a product of the Gruen Watch Company. Congratulations. Come back and see us on your next anniversary. Back from the chapel, practically walking on air, all smiles and not so nervous anymore. It's our bride and groom. Congratulations to you, Ed. I knew you'd make the grade. Would you step right over here? We have so many lovely gifts for you. First of all, I want you to see. This is your wedding album, Bernard of Hollywood in Palm Springs. It has formal portraits and candid shot pictures of everything that took place here today for our bride and groom. To go along with it, so it's a talking picture from Capitol Records of Hollywood, a special record album of every single word said. You actually have everything that was said, so just think on your anniversaries you can play the records and look back and what memories you'll have at that time. For your home, here is a beautiful Bendix radio consolette. It's a combination record player and radio. It plays and changes 10 and 12-inch records. It has a short wave and a long wave. It's a very beautiful piece of furniture for your home, and I think that you'd be able to listen to Bride and Groom in a great deal of comfort on your Bendix.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
You bet it is. It's a product of the Radio Division of Bendix Aviation Corporation, and from our sponsors, two new products, Philips Skin Cream and Cleansing Cream, presented each day to our bride to help you keep that youthful radiance, the beautiful skin complexion that you have, and... your sterling silver by Gorham, of course. Since 1831, America's leading silversmith, each day Gorham presents our bride and groom their choice of a good many of their many, many exquisite patterns. Nocturne, Greenbrier, Chantilly, King Edward today. Complete service for 424 pieces of Gorham sterling. Because you'll want to take pictures in your honeymoon, too, because you want memories of that. Here's your famous Argoflex camera from the Argus Camera Company. With a reflex action, you can see the pictures you take it, and a year's supply of Anken film, which will probably last you about 3 days. And this is for you, Ed. The famous Eureka home cleaning unit. You'll be able to clean up the house, believe me. Here are the four types, the upright cleaner, the tank type cleaner. There's a waxer, and 100 different attachments, believe me, and also the famous Eureka Cordless Automatic Iron. Which, yes, sir.
Special lipstick remover, too, for them.
He can use it. Here's a makeup kit for you, exactly as created for the stars of Hollywood. This is from Max Factor, of course. Full of their fine makeup. And for your home, a gift to be appropriate for any bride. It'll delight you with the exclusive Winfield China dinnerware in the famous bamboo pattern for which Winfield is so famous. Complete service for four to go with your silver. You're really set up, aren't you? Well, now, about your honeymoon. Come on over here, if you will, please. Since you're going to be guests of the San Diego County Fair during this coming week, your honeymoon destination is one of California's most famous and most beautiful resorts. You're going to the famous Del Mar Turf and Surf Hotel, which is truly beautiful. You'll be flown down the coast in one of Western Airlines' giant Skymasters to San Diego, where a Tanner Motor Livery limousine is waiting to drive you there to Hotel Del Mar. Inside the San Diego Fair, you'll be presented at the beautiful Fiesta Cade show. You'll have dinner at the grounds there, and in the evening, there's a special box for you reserved for you at the National Horse Show. There'll be plenty to do at the fair, but when you seek privacy, manager Owen Winslow Nichols of the Del Mar has set aside a little English cottage, kind of a honeymoon cottage, just for the two of you. I don't... Well, you didn't think there was going to be three, did you? What?
Better not.
Well, there isn't going to be. I know you two will enjoy sunning in the breathtaking garden. You can play tennis or swim on the long white beach and a beautiful pool down there. And there are many visiting spots of interest nearby to visit. All in all, when you're staying at Del Mar's over your honeymoon, I know you'll have memories that you cherished all your life. And we'll fly you back here and wait for that. Do you need anything else at all?
No, I think it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, thanks to me. Couldn't happen to nicer people. Are you still dazed?
For the bride, our big 6-foot type rolling pin, especially for her because she's so tiny. Also, John, we have the kitchen combat model for you, darling.
I'll give that to her.
Yes. And here's the one for him to protect himself.
Oh, fine. Will you single girls get up here, please? You single girls, you aren't married. Yes, you will be, though, soon. All right, now, when I count three, honey, you toss it. Spread out, girls. Spread out. Spread out. Here we go. One. Oh! That's all right. You're fast. Who are you?
Bowling Gary.
From where?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, little southern gal. How old are you?
18.
You have a boyfriend?
Yes.
You got him?
No.
You're just working on it.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, good luck to you in your work. We have for you some Holly Vogue nylon stockings over here. I think you'll enjoy those. Good luck. And incidentally, if you want some lessons from my bride here, may I have this for the bride? I'd like to give her the bouquet. If you'd like some lessons from her on how to get the groom, just let me know. Get that boyfriend of yours to make up his mind. Right now, it's our bride and groom leaving their honeymoon. Let's wish them success, happiness, a long, happy married life together. Mr. Jack McElwessie, the rest of you tomorrow.
Most of us eat too much, smoke too much, or overindulge sometime or another. When you do go overboard, remember that Phillips Milk of Magnesia quickly and dependably relieves the discomforts of acid indigestion which accompany overindulgence. As an acid stomach alkalizer, Phillips is rated among the fastest, most effective known. When taken at bedtime, it works two ways to banish the distress of overindulgence. It relieves heartburn, headachy, upset feeling almost at once. You sleep soundly. What's more, 2 to 4 tablespoonfuls of Phillips, taken in water when necessary before retiring, help you start the day sparkling, refreshed, without that logy feeling. Now ask for genuine Phillips Milk of Magnesia by its full name. That's P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Phillips. Caution, use only as directed. And for economy, buy the big 50-cent size. It contains 3 times as much as the 25-cent size. Sold at all drugstores. Jack McElroy speaking. Bride and Groom with John Nelson comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time from Hollywood. You often tired and pale? Your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferro-nutritional blood deficiency. Get the energy you should have. Regain the color that goes with rich red blood cells with the help of ironized yeast tablets. Ironized yeast tablets. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.